My first story this week is headed Essex Pirate Radio enjoying its golden anniversary. Offshore station Radio Caroline celebrated its 60th anniversary in style over the Easter holiday. It marked the occasion with a special three-day broadcast from pirate radio ship Ross Revenge in the Blackwater Estuary. Radio Caroline made its first unauthorised broadcast from a pirate radio ship off the coast of Essex on March the 28th, 1964. It became the backdrop for changes in fashion, lifestyle and youth culture, which created Swinging England and the 1967 Summer of Love. The station also launched the careers of well-known broadcasters, including Tony Blackburn, Johnny Walker, Simon Dee, Tony Prince, Keith Skews, Robbie Dale, Emperor Roscoe, Andy Archer, Paul McKenna and Ray Clark. Presenters Peter Phillips and Johnny Lewis in one of the cabins were shown in an image in the newspapers of a celebratory broadcast which featured recorded messages from artists who credit their success to exposure on Radio Caroline. The list included The Kinks, Status Quo, Saxon, Christaberg and Niels Lofgren. Meanwhile, more than 100 people visited the Ross Revenge during the three-day broadcast from Good Friday to Easter Sunday and met presenters. The ship, a 200-foot former deep-sea fishing trawler and the last of its kind afloat, has been home to Radio Caroline since the early 1980s after predecessor the Mi Amigo, sank off the coast of Frinton in a gale. Radio Caroline station manager Peter Moore said, "The broadcast was a journey through the station's turbulent and often dramatic history. There were classic tunes from the past six decades, memorable moments and interviews with key figures who shaped the station's legacy." The anniversary also highlighted a campaign by charity Ross Revenge, which is raising funds to send the 64-year-old vessel for a major shipyard overhaul. Well, that brings back a few memories, doesn't it?